This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. After Donald Trump's stunning victory this week, he met with President Obama at the White House. Obama said, quote, "I want to emphasize to you, Mr. President-elect, that we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds." We have no such meeting scheduled with Donald Trump, although we would certainly extend that invitation to stop by and chat. But we are launching a new series that addresses the next president directly. We're joined now by Rebecca Carroll, WNYC's editor of special projects. Welcome.
Thank you.
Rebecca, you're spearheading this project that we're going to be hearing all next week. What is it?
Yeah, it's called Dear President, Here's What You Need to Know About Race in America. And it's a series of essays where we asked people to give us their very deep personal truths about race in America right now.
What can listeners expect to hear?
Well, there are five essays next week, but during the process of researching folks who I thought would be interesting for the project, I spoke with Samaria Rice, who is, of course, the mother of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, who was killed in 2014. And so I want to just play you a couple minutes of that.
I didn't get woken up until my son got killed. I was just living a normal life, just trying to raise my two boys and my two girls, making sure they be productive citizens in America. But when they killed my son, they woke me up. And now I'm woke. And I shouldn't have to be quiet for nobody. I'm not going to be quiet for nobody. Being shot by the police, when you're thinking that they're supposed to protect and serve, is the most horrifying thing a person can ever go through. Tamir was 12 years old for 5 months. I didn't even get a chance to watch his development. He would never get to drive a car, have babies, go to college, go to prom, homecoming, or any of that. He could have been the next LeBron James, or he could have been the next David Beckham. He could have been the next famous drummer. He could have been the next famous artist. I don't know, because I was robbed of it. He was robbed of it. America robbed me of my son's life, like they have robbed many, many lives. And that has a lot to do with white America. They don't see us all as equal, and that's ridiculous. I mean, we all got 10 toes. We all got 10 fingers. We all bleed the same color blood. What makes us so different from them? You have American citizens that's dying in the hands of police. You done killed my innocent son, and I don't have no accountability? Can somebody please tell me what planet I'm living on? You know, I need the people to wake up. Yes, this is happening more to black and brown people, but we are all affected.
Samaria Rice, Rebecca, when you spoke with her, did she know that Donald Trump was going to be the president?
She did not. None of the essayists did. So it's particularly interesting. I think that the truths that are identified in these essays, which range from being black and gay, criminal justice issues, tokenism, neurosis, and the psychological tolls of racism. I mean, the truths are the truths, but it will be interesting to see what kind of conversation they evoke in this new reality.
But what do you think about a possibility of an open dialogue with this new administration on racism and police brutality and gun violence, when so much of the language of this election, talking about things like you can't even walk through a convenience store in inner city America without getting shot?
I think it's very, very frightening. You know, racism in America has targeted many different groups and people of color, but no group has been systematically mistreated, abused, or murdered as black Americans. And so it's a time for new language and new ways to approach and talk and listen and try to understand.
Well, we look forward to hearing these essays this week. When can we hear them?
Every day on Morning Edition, starting Monday morning, and then we will have breakout conversations on the Brian Lehrer Show.
Do you expect to send these along to the new administration?
I might.
Rebecca Carroll, WNYC's editor of special projects. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.